Oh.
The rest of the story. With the death of his brother in 1560, Charles ascended to the throne of France and became King Charles the Ninth. And yet, in the beginning, something interfered with Charles's reign. His mother. Charles's mother wouldn't let him come out and play with the country. For in 1560, Charles was age 10. To assume full authority as king, he would have to wait until he was 13. Now step under that crown just for a moment. You're 13 years young. You are the unquestioned monarch of your nation. You are in total command. What you say happens when and where you say. Now, what do you do with all of that power? Charles the Ninth made a proclamation. He said, here and hereafter, New Year's Day comes 84 days early. That's what he said. Charles the Ninth was fully empowered as France's king at 13, and among his initial official gestures as such, a proclamation that thenceforth, New Year's Day, would come 84 days early. Now, that decree was not quite so frivolous as it at first sounds. For until the reign of Charles, New Year's Day in France was March 25. Young King Charles set the calendar straight. He noted that the ancient Romans' New Year's for centuries began January 1. He observed that Spain's king had recently declared January 1 to be the New Year's Day. It just sounded right to France's King Charles, and so it was proclaimed, and thenceforth anyone celebrating New Year's in March was out of step with the future. I said anybody celebrating New Year's in March was out of step with the future. But guess what? The French reacted as Americans facing the metric system. New Year's in January? That was unthinkable. Anyway, why change a time-honored celebration simply because the rest of the Western world was changing? And under the advisement of a 13-year-old boy at that. Well, the key to this widespread resistance was that the French had made so much of the March New Year's tradition that they began celebrating on March 25, and now they kept right on celebrating for a whole week thereafter. They called it the New Year's Octave. The octave, the 8 days of New Year's, a grand and joyous 8-day festival. Well, let's empathize now. Bible scholars are certain that whenever Christ was born, it was certainly not in December, probably in the springtime, and yet who would dare place Christmas elsewhere on the calendar but the 25th of December? But that's what France's boy king did to New Year's 4.5 centuries ago, and despite his decree, many, if not most, went right on feasting and making merry throughout the traditional 8 days of the New Year's, beginning March 25, and the rest of the West went right on by. Eventually, these traditionalists became somewhat of the laughing stock among progressivists. Now, I'm leading up to something, so pay attention. Celebrating New Year's from March 25 through April 1, they made of themselves the laughing stock to the progressivists. And that's when another tradition began. For it was said that if by the last day of the festival, April 1, you were still celebrating New Year's, You were an April fool. Now you know the rest of the story.